Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. What I'd like to do today is teach you how to train your MLM downline for success. As a leader in the business, you have a responsibility to train your team. I'm going to give you some tips, some insights to help you do that effectively. Keep in mind, this is just my opinion, 20 plus years of doing this. So training is important. No matter what you do for a career, even if you go work at McDonald's, you're going to go through some on-the-job training, through like an apprenticeship program, plus some remedial training from time to time. Network marketing is the same way. You have to learn and master a basic set of skills if you want to be successful in this industry. So when you're training your team, though, keep in mind, 90% or more of your team is never going to get on the training. No matter what you do, even if you invite them, even if you have the best training plan, usually the people who need the training, they don't get on the training for whatever reason. You want to focus on the people who are coachable, who are plugged in, who are hungry to learn the new skills in the business. That represents maybe on a good day, 5 to 10% of your team. The other 90%, there's really nothing you can do to save them or help them until they decide they want to do the business. You want to save your one-on-one time for people who are serious in the business. Don't fall into the trap of giving everybody your one-on-one time. Think of yourself as a successful CEO. Who would the CEO work with and mentor in their organization? They would work with and mentor the people who show the most potential. That's what they do. They groom future leaders. So save your one-on-one time for your superstars, for your serious people. Everybody else gets trained in a group setting. This allows you to work smart. It takes you the same amount of time to train 100 people as it does to train one person. So why not do it in a group setting and work smart? Because you don't want to be at everyone's beck and call 24/7. You don't want to be training people 24/7. You got to have a life too. Another thing you can do to train your downline is you can create a team Facebook group for your team. We have a Facebook group for my own team. We share thoughts, tips, insights, recognition, product training. We do everything right in our group. And people can see it all in one place. And all of the leaders contribute to it, not just myself. You can do the same thing in your team. I also recommend you have a weekly conference call or a webinar for your team. If you have a local team, you could do a live event. That's fine too. But at least once a week, you got to have a call or you got to have a webinar where people can come together, break bread together, learn a new skill, get a little bit of motivation. I know that in today's world, most of us are building our business. We're alone. We're doing it from a phone or from our computer at home. So that social interaction is important once a week when everybody gets together. I also recommend you have a standardized getting started training for your team. Just come up with a YouTube video that you create that everyone can watch to learn and complete the getting started training so they know what to do to launch their business and get started right. Some topics that you can train people on with your ongoing training include mindset, lead generation, recruiting, selling, duplication, customer acquisition, leadership, retention, promoting events, and much more. There's lots of different topics. You can look at areas that people in your team are struggling with, and you can do topics geared around that. You can ask people what topics would they benefit from the most and create your training around that. Keep in mind, though, the best way to train people is to lead by example. You want to inspire others and train others by being in the trenches every day and doing the things you want your team members to do. This is really important. Your number one responsibility as a leader, as a sponsor in this business, is to become ultra successful and show people what's possible in the business. Whether or not they follow your lead, that's up to them. But you have the responsibility to become successful and show them that the business does work and that they can be successful. Another thing I've found that helps me when I'm training people is you give people simple assignments. You have to understand, most people coming into this type of business have never owned a business before. They have no entrepreneurial background. They come from an employee background. And there's nothing wrong with being an employee, but most employees are accustomed to being told what to do. Entrepreneurs, there's no one out there telling us what to do. We have to figure it out on our own. So when you have new people come in your business, give them simple assignments. Think of yourself like a basketball player. You're bouncing them the basketball. They got to catch it, dribble it around or shoot, and then they got to pass it back. If you give someone a task and they don't do it, they're not coachable. You're not going to waste your time with that person. So give them a task. If they do it, give them some feedback, and then give them another task. If they do it, give them some feedback, and then give them another task, and repeat this process until they're trained and competent and they no longer need you. Keep in mind, you can teach people how to be successful in the business with about an hour of training. What most people lack is the motivation and the self-discipline to go out and do what they need to do to be successful. Anyone who's been in network marketing for even an hour knows how to be successful. They know they have to talk to people, they have to find prospects, they have to make sales, they have to sign people up. So they know what needs to be done. What they're lacking is either the motivation or the discipline to do it every day. And let's face it, growing your business is not always comfortable. Getting rejected is not comfortable. Getting out of your comfort zone is not comfortable. But those are the things you have to do if you want to be successful. Now, keep this in mind. If your upline does not offer training, so if you're someone watching this video and you're saying, man, I don't have a sponsor, I don't have an upline, who knows what they're doing, who can't help me? Well, the beauty of this is that we live in the digital age and you have the world at your fingertips through YouTube. You can literally go on YouTube and learn any topic or any subject about network marketing in a matter of minutes. And for most of those subjects, there's hundreds or thousands of videos about that subject that you can watch from experts and from successful people in our industry. So if you don't have that coach or that mentor or the upline, it's not the end of the world. Many top earners in our industry, their sponsor quit. They didn't have someone helping them right out the gate. They kind of had to figure things out on their own, kind of drink from the fire hose. That's okay. So these are my best tips for training your downline for success in the business. And my final tip is this. You also have two other responsibilities other than being ultra successful. You want to share the vision and help people catch the vision for the business. One of the things I see a lot in this industry is people don't understand the big picture. They're thinking of this as a quick little income stream, hoping to make some money in the next 1, 2, 3 months. What they don't understand is the leverage and the residual income that you can build by having a long-term business. It's our job as a sponsor to teach that. And then we also have to teach people the mindset and the stick-to-itiveness that it takes to build a successful business. And I call this realistic expectations. You need to make sure your new team members have realistic expectations. If someone tells you they want to replace their job income in 90 days and they've never done network marketing before and they can only commit an hour a day to their business and they don't have the skills, they're not going to replace their job income in 90 days. You need to make sure that their goals align with their skills and the amount of time they can commit to their business. Otherwise, they're going to end up frustrated. They're going to think this is a scam. They're probably going to give up. But if you help people have set those realistic expectations, you'll keep a lot more people. You'll help people have a more positive experience. And that's what we all need to do as sponsors. So these are my thoughts on training your downline for success. I hope you got some value from this. Feel free to like, share, comment, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. We also have a lot of tools and resources in the description box below this video. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for watching. Check back tomorrow because we post a new video every single day. Please check out our portfolio of videos. We are passionate about teaching people how to be successful in network marketing. Thanks a lot. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great day.